Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to the World Cup Daily Podcast with me, Fergus Mainland, James Price, Imogen Ainsworth, and Caleb Matumbwa. This is our final Thursday smorgasbord of the World Cup. We're devastated about it. However, the good news is this evening at the Cabbage Patch, we are recording our live preview of the final. 5:30, we cannot wait, is going to be so exciting. But before we get to there, we've got some nonsense that we found on the internet again to go back through. First of which, I must apologise to our listeners. It's not World Cup related. However, the All Blacks on their journeys in Wales got themselves to the Gavin and Stacey house in Barry Island. I thought that was quite a nice thing to spot on the internet.
Cross-cultural sort of.
Yeah, really getting the best of British.
Yeah, you know, when you're supposed to travel and you're supposed to like really get part of the hashtag culture. They've really got to the heart of the nub of Britain.
We should do a Gavin and Stacey 15 to compliment the All Blacks.
A Gavin and Stacey 15?
Yeah.
I'm not sure there's 15 characters.
I think there is.
Okay, surely. Well, maybe that's a podcast for you to see.
Tell you what, Emil, you can come up with that one. Report back and stick it on the website
I'll
or something.
I'll tell you for why. Anyway.
I'll not do any of the other lines, probably best. So the All Blacks did that. However, James, you found something more relevant to the World Cup that is in relation to Mr. Wayne Smith.
Yeah, so we've talked a lot about England and Mr. Simon Middleton, and I'm sure we'll touch him again in a moment with Imogen, but just a little thing on Wayne Smith. Of course, he has been part of the backroom staff for this whole World Cup for the Black Ferns, and it's maybe nice just to remember to touch on where he's been, who he is. So he's only one of two coaches in the entire world to win back-to-back World Cups, obviously with the All Blacks in 2011 and 2015, so he's a pretty good guy to have in the back room. Nickname, which I think is a pretty cool nickname, the Professor.
Oh, I always like that.
Professor.
That's commanding.
That is commanding, and it's because, by the sounds of things,
is he planning a heist of England this weekend?
A heist of England?
From Money Heist.
What?
Oh.
The guy, Emo gets it.
Sorry,
the
I didn't have
the... guy that runs Money Heist is called the Professor.
Oh, I didn't have the cultural nous to get that one. But he's very exact in a lot of the stuff he does. And one of the videos that came out, which I think you might have seen as well, Fergus, was him talking about the best thing you can have in the lead up to a really big week is focusing on laughter because of this, because apparently the hormonal changes and the hormonal benefits you get from laughter. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I love that sort of thing. Because we all know how good the endorphin rush is from laughing. And do you know what that tells me? Wayne Smith is all about positive vibes.
Yeah, exactly.
Vibes.
He's all about positive vibes. But the thing I think that's most interesting, he's you know, of the old school in a way. He's of the former age, to live a professional age, but he's very happy to engage in the science and, you know, not rather than just go the way he's done it forever and chat people and boot them when they... Because I always hated coaches that you lose on a weekend and then they said, okay, you'll just run for the whole of the Monday or Tuesday. So it doesn't make any sense. It's a bit backwards. So, yeah. And last thing, I guess, that is interesting, he kind of commented that, someone else commented about him even, that he's created such an attacking culture that the All Blacks don't even want to kick anymore. Which for me is really, again, that's super vibes based. That's great. We don't want to see any kicks happening. However, how much that is going to help them against this England side, we'll wait and see.
Well, he's basically... To touch on his nickname, the Professor of Attack, if you remember that All Black side of 2011 until they won back-to-back World Cups with Steve Hansen. And you can see what the All Blacks lack without him, which the Black Ferns have definitely gained with him in the driving seat. But the teams that usually kick the most win championships. And it's a stat we've seen on both sides of the game. And I'm not so sure if playing in England... We saw them getting pushed by Canada, but I think we always knew England were going to win because they're always going to have it in them to win, beat a Canada. Vibes-based rugby probably might not be it for this weekend because England will play a rugby match to win.
Likely they'll change things up for the weekend,
hopefully.
I'm sure.
And they're going to get challenged at the back. But they've got Wayne Smith. He's robbed in all of his mates. He's brought in Dan Carter to help with the tactical attack and kicking at some point.
Yeah.
I hear Man Nonu also made appearances. Richie McCaw was doing back.
Yeah, they've had the whole
basically everybody.
Reunion.
More support from the ex-All Blacks than the current All Blacks.
Ooh. Beef. Love the beef. Well, we saw
the All Blacks. Call them New Zealand rugby team. They haven't been so well to deserve being called the All Blacks. Those men.
Ooh. That's like yeah, you can't see.
No vibes.
No negative vibes there. I'm very interested to see the tactics that New Zealand will come out with this weekend, because the World Cup, the previous World Cup, England thought they were in it, and then they completely refreshed the tactics and everything.
Second half,
it was like boom, blown away. Yeah, blown out of the park.
I wouldn't be surprised if that sort of thing happens again.
Yeah. So if you're looking forward to detailed analysis about the final, what's going to happen, well, get yourself down to the Cabbage Patch this evening at 5:30 to listen to our preview. The other sort of question that I've got for the group this morning is, New Zealand's a pretty good place to have a World Cup. It's a cool country. Yeah. We love Jacinda Ardern. We think she's a great person. And it's just a nice country to be in. Bit of Lord of the Rings as well. Where else in the world would you like to have a World Cup?
Where else in the world? I think South Africa. No bias there. Primarily because of what rugby does to that country.
Yeah.
And if you host a Rugby World Cup there, with especially on the back of what the men did in 2019, you probably see that country come to a different echelon. And I think they've got the facilities for it. And I think South Africa will not be a bad place to host a World Cup. And what it will do for the game for smaller countries like Namibia, Zimbabwe, Kenya, Uganda, around South Africa, which already get a lot of support from them, is going to be massive. So I think for vibes, and I mean totally vibes, I think South Africans are vibes when it comes to Rugby World Cups and hosting them.
I'm not going to lie, that was actually very well reasoned. I thought you were just going to be like, well,
my answer is terrible compared to that.
Yeah, well, what's yours in comparison?
Well, I was going to say, why does it have to be played on grass? Why can't we go and play beach rugby?
But because have you ever tried to play beach rugby? It's the most tiring thing in the world.
I have so much fun playing beach rugby.
This must be the most vibes answer we've received ever.
It's so tiring. You
take it down and play beach rugby on Copacabana.
Why can't you just play it on grass next to the beach?
Because
vibes.
Well, that then sort of defeats my entire answer. I was thinking,
is it because you want to be as close to bikini-clad Liddy's as possible?
No. I want to be far away from. because I was thinking, well, you could have it as a tournament spread out over some of the Outer Hebrides.
I was going to say, you do it up in
Harris and Lewis with the beaches up there, which are not. People don't think they're as good as they actually are. They're phenomenal beaches
because they're wet and they're nice and firm, so you can run on them.
And they're nice white sandy beaches up there. And I think that'd be so much fun.
Are you sure you want to spend half the time on the field as well as half the time on the rowing side of things? You might be trying to get two things from one tournament there, Fergus.
Well, you say that, but I think it's sort of a big tackle into touch into the sea. I think that'd be.
That's true. Have you seen where they play rugby on those big inflatable things? Yeah, in Australia. Oh, just tackle and see, that's cool. Imogen, where are you going?
I'm going to say, just because it's my favourite place, the Netherlands. And they don't have much rugby, so it'd be nice to... Yeah, not anymore. Mm. And it'd be nice to bring it back to the Netherlands. It's a nice place, good vibes. I think it could be a good tournament.
Fair enough.
They're good at hosting sporting events, been to many hockey tournaments there. They've got it down to a T. I think they could do quite well.
They have good food there.
They have very good
food. What sort of nibbles are you getting?
Like good chips. Waffles, even though that's Belgian.
Can't get chips anywhere else.
No, but like good chips. Yeah, it's just good vibes all around.
They've got no braai though.
I wasn't quite as emotionally invested in the Netherlands.
Yeah, you have to experience it.
No, I know.
And Dutch fans as well.
But Caleb took me there. You know, he took me there.
Well, you have to take yourself there.
I'm thinking maybe Madeira.
It's a shout. It's a really
just because if in some future world I ever work on a World Cup, I'd quite like to do it somewhere. Mm. It's quite nice like that, and it's pretty gorgeous.
So, what are our thoughts on France World Cup next year?
Oh, well, they're all being raided.
Ooh,
and
I know.
They're all in big trouble, aren't they?
No World Cup daily for that.
Yeah, not sure about that.
Well, maybe we'll take the World Cup daily to France. Who knows? We'll see what will happen.
We can be convinced. We surely can be convinced.
If there's a sponsor out there listening that wants to take Welcome Daily Podcast to France. We're open to all sorts of suggestions.
I think they'll probably be quite short of media, so we best stick our hat in the ring.
I think so, yeah.
Yes, definitely.
And we will make sure games don't clash. We certainly will make sure we won't have any fixtures clashing with the World Cup.
No.
And they won't be early in the morning.
No, they won't. So, you'll have noticed two big omissions from this. We've got no Ruben's what he's found on the internet section, and we've got no Caleb Stat Corner. And that's because, yes, it is tonight. Not sure if you know, but we are heading to the Cabbage Patch this evening, 5:30.
So much plugging.
Yeah, so much plugging. No, nothing shameless about it. We cannot wait. We hope to see as many people there as possible to talk rugby, nonsense, and just about everything else combined. And there is free beer on the line as well. So thank you very much for tuning in to today's episode of the World Cup Daily Podcast, and we'll catch you all at the Cabbage Patch.